This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
This is People First Radio at the 6th Annual Nanaimo Fringe Festival, running from Thursday, August 11th to Sunday, August 21st, 2016, on two stages in downtown Nanaimo. I'm Kevin. Nanaimo writer-director William Anderson has created yet another fringe gem this year. Noirish is a quirky whodunit, or perhaps whodunwhat. The subtle, intense, and surprising mystery stars Jeff Monson and Cindy Peters. Jeff is the struggling actor Cooper, and Cindy the tough detective Lauren.
My name is William Anderson. I'm the writer-director of Noirish.
My name is Jeff James Monson. I am one of the actors in Noirish.
My name is Cindy Peters, and I am an actor in Noirish.
William, I saw your play 2 years ago, which I was highly impressed with, When the Stars Are Right. And as this play got underway, I was thinking about how talented you are with dialogue and how the actors are stationary, virtually stationary, and there really isn't any action happening. The dialogue carries everything forward. Just tell me about the dialogue and how you created it and how that evolves in your writing.
Well, with this one, when it comes to dialogue, I wanted something psychological where the action is between their minds more than their bodies. And so that's what I try to capture on the stage this go around. I kind of like plays that are subtle like that, where they're not dependent on a lot of external action. That I find that kind of distracting.
Where did the inspiration for this play come from?
I actually had an idea in my head of a sort of psychological cat and mouse game between a detective and a suspect, and it came from that.
Yeah, it felt like a cat and mouse game, absolutely. Jeff, I'm wondering what the process has been like for you, and I have to say that you reminded me from time to time of Carl Malden, the young Carl Malden.
Is he from the film Noirs?
Yes, and from the early old days.
Yeah, I think he was in 12 Angry Men or something like that. Yeah. Well, I'm a big fan of film noir, so all the Bogart films and stuff like that. So when William showed me the script, I was like, fantastic. This is right up my alley. And yeah, as an actor, I just try to figure out what the writer had in mind for the character, and then, you know, experiment a little bit, because, you know, you can go too far one way. Like, you can get too whiny, or you can get too much of a butthead. So it's just kind of figuring out who he is, so he's not completely dislikable. He's got to be likable, you know, to the audience and to me, in order for him to be realistic, right? So, and yeah, it's just kind of, you know, you spend time rehearsing, and that's what all the stuff you figure out in rehearsal. And so,
Cindy, you carried an enormous amount of dialogue in this particular play. And I had this sensation of the, I guess you might say, the spring being tightened through your activity in the play itself. What was it like to undertake this role?
Crazy. That's the best word I can say to describe it. It's been a few years since I've done any acting, and William kindly asked me to take on this role, and I don't know really what to say. She's, like you said, she's pretty wind pretty pretty tight. I'm still a little tongue-tied over all the dialogue here. My nerves have gotten the best of me, I think.
Well, we're doing this interview immediately after the premiere of the play, and this is just the way it is in the Fringe. You know, we're sitting right here doing the interview because we have to do it now. Well, we should be doing it now. William, there was a quirkiness to the play, but it had a real effect on me. I don't want to give anything away, but I want to say that, you know, my mind was all over the place, and you succeeded in that, and this is what I would expect from this type of play, too.
Well, thank you. That's nice to hear. I'm glad that I'm glad your mind was all over the place, because I tried not to telegraph what was going to happen. I wanted the ending to be a little bit of a surprise. So I'm glad I succeeded.
Jeff, one quick question. Is it difficult to play the role of an actor acting badly in an audition?
Oh, that's a loaded question, eh? it's just kind of, it is one of the hardest things. I've heard other actors say that as well, that it's one of the hardest things to do. yeah, you just have to, like I said, just not go too far with it. You got to find the middle ground where, you know, it's maybe he's a bad actor, you know, but he can't be so embarrassingly bad where you just wouldn't believe that he's a struggling actor, right? I mean, I'm a struggling actor, so I'm kind of just doing an offshoot of myself a little bit, right? But what I liked the most about my character is, and I like films and plays where there's a mental breakdown of the character, and he starts to lose it. You know, it starts to chip away at him, and gradually, and that's what happened with my character. And so that was fun. That was fun to delve into that and experiment and explore that. Yeah.
I had the sense definitely that aspects of William's own life and experience were coming through, and that potentially aspects of your life that you could relate to were coming through and going for auditions and this type of thing. But Cindy, I'm wondering, were there aspects of this play that reflected things that you've experienced? Are you a struggling actor, or have you been a writer?
No, I wouldn't say I'm a struggling actor. I do it for fun. But there are aspects in some of the dialogue later in the play that I do pull from experience. Not necessarily the same exact situation, but there are definitely places that really hit home and become a little oversensitive with me, which you could probably tell from the performance.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, all three of you. Much appreciated, and good luck for the rest of the Fringe.
Thanks very much, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
That was Nanaimo writer and director William Anderson and actors Jeff Monson and Cindy Peters. You can catch Noirish at the Nanaimo Fringe until Sunday, August 21st, 2016, and find out more about the Fringe online at nanaimofringe.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, Radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our web pages.